I believe it's the first of its kind for Petersburg, where we are assessing high-risk behaviors, whether how much they drink or if they've ever been in a violent situation or how they feel about their life, if they feel like they are worthwhile, you know, some of those suicidal ideation tendencies. So we're kind of measuring some of the same behaviors that the school does when they do their middle school, high school risk surveys. So it's going to be interesting because every year, you know, we hear from the school about drug being the number one problem. I'm really excited to see what the adults view as their number one concern is in terms of social needs.
Yeah, I know that the school has done a couple of surveys along these lines. Are you expecting similar kinds of information to come out of the community as a whole? I mean, when the discussion comes up every few years, that's something we hear, that this is a community-wide problem that we're facing.
And we might need to do after-work programs right. to lower risk of drinking. But I don't know. I'm curious because, again, this is the first time I've done this at Petersburg, and I hope people will answer it honestly so we get accurate feedback. And we're also doing an incentive to get our surveys back by having a drawing for $100, three opportunities to win $100. So I'm really just curious because the information that I get is just from clients. And so I want to see across the community wide, what are the trends and how do they fall in with the state of Alaska and with the nationwide, as well as what do we need to do as a community to lower the risk of suicide, lower substance abuse, and create more protective factors so that we are strong and healthy.
What kind of questions will people be seeing on the survey?
Measuring how often somebody drinks and how many drinks each time, some demographic information, whether they smoke or not, whether they've ever contemplated suicide, whether they've been in a physical relationship where they were hurt, or whether they hurt somebody in a physical relationship.
Those kind of questions to answer, they can be difficult to answer on a survey. This is the information going to be confidential?
It's going to be anonymous. They're coded with the last four numbers of their social security number and their last name in order to be in the drawing, but we are not able to match that up with the person. And as soon as we get their survey, they're coded and then they're destroyed. So we don't know who said what. We just have the raw data on my computer. So we're really just looking at information. We're not trying to smoke out any people on who's doing illegal substances.
Is there a deadline for returning these? When do you hope to get them back?
I'm hoping to get them back by December 1st, so kind of a rapid turnaround. But it will have a prepaid postage stamp included. We're just hoping to get that information in so we can start tallying it. And after Christmas, we'll do a couple of community forums to present the information to see kind of what stood out, what do we want to do with that, you know, as a community in the future. Because we've all been touched by the suicides that have happened, and most of us can say we've been affected by somebody with substance use. And so I really want to have some data to help us seek more funds to address these issues and to support other organizations locally with the data, like WAVE can use this when they write grants, so that we can secure more funding to make our town healthy.
Are there other parts of the grant and the program that you want to talk about? Or?
Yeah, we are also bringing up a group to do a suicide workshop, hopefully in January, called Assist, and they're from out of Anchorage, I believe. So a two-day workshop that's going to be open to the public. And then we're also doing a series of presentations monthly. I'm presenting one called Spin the Bottle on the 10th. And there'll be more to follow after that. And also we'll be doing media and newspaper educational ads just to also provide accurate information about alcoholism, suicide, and other high-risk behaviors.
In particular, warning signs you could see.
Warning signs. And one of the big ones is that if you talk about it, somebody's going to do that, and that's not true. So being able to talk with somebody, you know, know who to talk to if you're worried about somebody, how to assess for safety, things like that would be really, I think, would help us feel more comfortable after the hard year we've had.